And if you look more closely, you can see that this particular situation is actually a very little thing. And your unhappiness or the pain that you feel about it is far greater. It's so great that there's really no correlation between a relatively insignificant, tiny event and the amount of pain you feel. And for other people whose pain body does not get triggered by that particular type of trigger, that same event would be absolutely nothing. I've had sometimes people call me, but because there are so many calls and messages, I now tend to not reply. Otherwise, I would be replying all day long to phone calls. And it's just the limitations of the human form. But I do listen to it in a field of stillness and peace. And some people, they don't get a reply, they try again. And sometimes I do reply, but it could take a long time. And some people are fine, say, okay, I've left two messages and I know you must get so many calls. And if you do have a moment, I'll be happy, but if you can't answer, that's fine too. And to others, who have a pain body that has a particular orientation towards being, that gets triggered by not being acknowledged, perhaps as children they were not acknowledged or ignored. So that particular pain body gets triggered by that particular trigger. They leave two or three messages, and then the fourth message is, I am totally and utterly disgusted with you. And the amount of pain is enormous. Have I caused this pain? I could feel guilty about this. But I know that I did not cause it. There was this trigger that caused it. And so, to one person, it is fine, a relatively insignificant thing. And to another person, it is the source of extreme pain. This the apparent source of extreme pain. It is not. It's only the trigger of extreme pain, because the pain was already there, just waiting for the trigger. And this is another aspect of pain body. The pain body, even the dormant pain body in humans, dormant means when it's not, it is a time when it is not actually actively using your mind, it's just in the background somewhere, you might not even know it's there. But people with relatively heavy pain bodies, even their dormant pain bodies, they are like dormant cats. Now, if you have observed dormant cats, sleeping cats, they are amazing, because a sleeping cat is not totally asleep, never. A sleeping cat always knows what's going on, and it can tell familiar things that are not threatening from the slightest noise that is unfamiliar, or that could be a mouse. And so cat is there, and you can wash the dishes and slam doors. And then there's the tiniest rustling sound or something. And so pain bodies, there are many pain bodies. When they are dormant, they are like a dormant cat. What they are, all kinds of things can happen around them. It doesn't trigger them. Sometimes could even a big thing. But if they are waiting for something that triggers them, an event or a trigger that pain body responds to, but they are actually waiting for it to happen. The pain body is actually scanning your surroundings or other people's remarks in a conversation, or reactions, just to